need achila because I don't have achila in Shia. Then you have Amr Bisak, Sivas Komi Lach Milisha, Chiesha from Achila Shtia. A Rai from Malach HaShoros, there's no Achila Shtia. A Rai from Esh Rabbeinu, Chulu, Raias and Raias and Raias that there's no Achila Shtia. And so if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need, the Malachim didn't need, and all sorts of behemoths didn't need, so Kal V'Chaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does need. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for Karbanis? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bonai loy mipnei shesh lefonai achilu shtia matichem elo b'shvil hareach shetiyu harevim v'noisa lefonai reach nechoyach. The fact that you're giving me a reach nechoyach, that's kaviyach what I want. So it's very it's very schwer. The first of all, the whole mitzias of back and forth, a dozen rayas that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't eat and drink, kavachaymes and things. I mean, it's the study of emuna that there's no guf and there's no kviya and it's not shayach achila, it's not shayach shtia. I mean, it doesn't need the rayas with kavachaymes. And secondly, chas v'shalom, there's a pool of reach that Kadosh Baruch Hu also. Reach is mipulos haguf, and there's no guf and there's no kviya. And then anyone who learns reach chas v'shalom kipshutif haKadosh Baruch Hu also not shayach. So what is, so if you're talking about an inyan, whatever the inyan is, so what's in achilas shtia versus reach? The pshat would have to be nidchak, meaning that it's the nichoyach part of it. But the chalz is the word reach is used, and it's what the chazal used over here. In the inyanim of the kavanis that a person is supposed to have for carbon. So the Mishnah says at the end of the fourth paragraph, the end of paragraph Beis Shammai is Vachim. L'shem shishu dvarim ha-zevach nizbach. You'd have to have six kavanis. First is l'shem zevach, meaning you have to have in mind the carbon that you're doing it for, or shlomim or oil or whatever it is. L'shem zeveach, that's bailim. Those are two kavanis. L'shem Hashem and l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The l'shem ishim l'shem reach, that the person should not cut it into pieces. The person shouldn't roast it outside of Beis HaMikdash, but should actually roast it on the fire in the Mizbeach. That's l'shem ishim and l'shem reach. L'shem nichoyach means that it should be a nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Melef, the four kavanis, the first three and the last one, are all kavanis. In other words, when you're being makiv a carbon, it looks exactly the same if you're being makiv it l'shem Hashem or chas v'shalom for something else. It looks exactly the same if you're doing it l'shem Ruvain or if you're doing it l'shem Shimon. All of those in Yanim, the fact that these are kavanis makes sense. L'shem Nichoyach, that this should be Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also understands. The one that seems to stay out of place is the L'shem Reach. Lafuki, if you would take it out and roast it outside and bring it in. So the truth is, Taka, that if you do it, you did wrong. But what do you need the Kavana for that? The Mishnah here doesn't say in the Mashal, the Zrika should be Bezmanai, or the Shechita should be Bezmanai, the Zrika and Achila should be Bezmanai, and B'mkoymai are also Machshavas that you need. The reason the Mishnah doesn't list it is because these are Be'ika Maisim and not Kavanas. The Mishnah is telling you things that are pure Kavanas. So what does it mean, the L'shem Reach is a Kavana? L'chu, you're talking about a Pula, that you're not allowed to take the meat out, roast it someplace else, and put it on the fire, because then you don't get the Reach from it. The Goyen says, that there are two Inyanim in Karbanis, the Kloliyos HaKarbanis. There is Shechita, and there is the Zrika. And the Zrika includes all pa'ulas of Hakrava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pashtus. The Goyen says one is keneged the Yisurim of Golus, and one is keneged Tefillah. The Shechita is keneged Yisurim Shal Golus, and that's why it's shayach to everybody. It's chal on everybody exactly the same. That's why Shechita is Tefillah Bezah, the Goyen says. And Tefillah is Pehanim, but Kehanim HaShluchu Didar. So that's Tefillah. the two inyanim don't seem to have any shayches with each other. I mean, you can't just lump together two nice things. I mean, Yisurim Shagolos is a kapar of sorts, and tefillah is a wonderful thing, but he's talking about Seder Kavanis. And the Goyen is saying Seder Kavanis splits into two. I mean, it's also a strange way to split Seder Kavanis into two, because the Shechita itself is one pula. It's a relatively lower pula because of Cheir Lazar, and then you have Akrav and you have Kabbalah and Akrav and Zrika and Akhtar and all those inyanim, which are, he lumps that all together as one inyan versus Shechita. I mean, Shechita is a minor pratlachur in this whole setup. And the Goyen says it's one, it's faket. These are the two main inyanim, the Shechita and everything else on the other half. The Chazal say to Medrash Rabbah, Rei b'ni recha kirea chasode. So Chazal say, Asheber Hashem, Rei b'ni recha kirea chasode Asheber Hashem, that it's going, so Chazal have a few different inyanim, darshin, who is this Reach that was, and this Reach that he smelled when he smelled Yaakov. So one lush in the Medrash is, Reach is going on Beis HaMikdash, was the makom of Reach Nechoyach. Kireach HaSodeh is going on the Beis HaMikdash B'Churbana, because it says that it's Sodeh, that Tzion will become a Sodeh Techoresh, and Asher Baruch Hashem is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaSodeh. So, first of all, the Etzim Tzushtel, that the Teichna Beis HaMikdash is Reach, is interesting. But what does it mean Kireach HaSodeh is going on a Beis HaMikdash when it's Chorev? If that's when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. There is no Reach. You're right that the word Sodeh is going on the Metzias of a Beis HaMikdash when it's Chorev is left over to be a Sodeh. Fine. That is it. But it says Reach HaSodeh. If Reach is the Maila Beis HaMikdash, then how do you have it when there's no Beis HaMikdash there? And Faket, if you dash the pasuk back to its mocker, it's Rei B'ni Reichacha, it's going on the time where his Hamikdash is built, is Kireach HaSodeh. It's as good as the Reach. I mean, in the traditional Mikra, Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak was telling Yaakov, your Reach is as nice as the Reach HaSodeh. So now he's going back and he's saying what? He's saying that the darg of Reach of Beis HaMikdash, when it's Bibinyonah, but the Tifarta is like when it's Chorv. It doesn't read well in the Pasuk. The drush doesn't fit in at all in the Tzidush Mikra. Those are the Yonim we want to talk about. Lemaisa, we have to be misplaced a little bit in the Inyan, in the Bri of Reach, in the Klolius of the Bri of Reach. Beis Yaakov says something Daimet to Dvarim, to the Kudis Mala. It says La'olam Hashem Dvarucho Nitzah B'Shemayim, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he was created with his words, and that those words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch said Yi'or, those words remain standing. Like it says, Dvarucho Kayim La'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words stand forever. So HaKadosh Baruch said Yi'or, the words Yi'or didn't disappear with a say-so, but they remain forever. And all the Or that is in the world is Mamshech because of its Kiyam. So Lo'idom Hashem Zvot Yitzvah Shemayim, very famous part of Shem Tov, that the words Yi'or is what's Kayam in the world, and that keeps everything, gives everything its Chiyas. That's Mitzah, the reality of the Metzias. But if we look at the world around us, we see everything has its own mitzias, everything has a certain mitzias, and it's yoinik, it was once brought into the world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those inyanim, that it was something that once was there, the koyach to be mafkinit is be'ikah the koyach of reyach. The roishim, that something leaves in something when it's gone already, is the roishim of reyach. So when a person has a metzias of, when a person sees fruit on the table. So there he sees the fruit itself, and that's that. When the person, when the fruit is gone, he can't see it, but he can't even hear Eidus on it because it's not there. Nobody can be made that it's there. But the person can still smell the reach of it. The famous Chazal, Moshe of Avraham Avinu, like somebody walks into a store of psalmim, he fills up with the reach of psalmim. Somebody walks into a place where the tanning hides, he gets the odor of it. The odor is the zecher of something. Even when the thing itself disappears, zikaron is not only klape us, it's an ability to remember something. It's the ability for us to recall things that were. Everything itself, things themselves can leave over a zecher, and the zecher is the in the mitzvahs of Reah. Reach is ke'ilu, it's not only the finest mitzias, it's something that is, something leaves over itself even when it's gone, and it's only there as a zecher of what was. When you want to track something that was there and it's not there anymore, you bring a dog to sniff, and he smells the zecher of whatever was there, and that's what's left over. So the koyach of Reach, the mitzias of Reach in the world is where something leaves over a zecher of itself. You find something very interesting, Lamosh, in the Seder Brachos on Reiches. When you make a bracha on eating, so you say Pri Ha'etz, Pri Adama. We're making a bracha on the pri, and the question is, since we have to be specific in our bracha, where is it? Where is the thing from? If it's a fruit, it's pri ha'etz. If it's adama, it's pri adama. We make a chalkos klapi, it's sherish and makar. But the etzem bracha is on the pri itself. That's what we're eating. And on psamim, the seder of brachas is very, very different. It's bayri mine psamim, atze psamim. You're not making a bracha on the reach itself. You're making a bracha on the mukher. It's as if you'd make a bracha on the eights, and you'd make a bracha on the adama. That's what the teifas of bracha is. The even nois reach toiv bepeiris. You don't even make on the reach toiv. You make it on the fact that the peiris that have reach toiv. It's a pre that's eaten with something else. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu put reach in and shem and arev. We always make a bracha on the guf of the thing and not on the reach itself. You don't say bayir minei psamim shala eitz or psamim shala savim or psamim shala something. It's on the atzei and so on. And in halacha you also find kaver reach ra. There's a distinction between reach that has an ikur to reach that doesn't have an ikur. The mitzias of reach is never itself. The reach is always the zikaron of something else. A pri is a mitzias by itself, even though it's a pri of something, it's a scent of something, but its mitzias is a mitzias in its own right, and its sherish is from something else. So there's pri ha'adama, and there's pri ha'etz. It stands by itself, it has a mitzias, it's an apple, it's a potato, it stands by itself, except that we want to show where it came from, where the sherish was, and we attribute it to a certain sherish. But l'maise in reach is the pshat. When you have a reach, the reach is always the guf of the chayfetz, the guf left over for a later time. So what we deher in the reach of the atzei psamim is the atzei psamim, and the reach of the isrei psamim, the her isrei psamim, and so on. That is the seder abrachis in reiches. One more marker on this nekuda, Rabbi Nebuchaya. Rabbi Nebuchaya says that there is Rabbi Nebuchaya says he speaks in Dreshus about the Vayipach Va'apo. So Rabbi Nebuchaya speaks about the chaitim of a person, chaitim meaning the nose where Kodesh Baruch Hu is Vayipach Va'apo. And the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says that that's the Kli L'Neshama. And he says that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Shem Shakai, is Merum is in a person's guf. The Shin is the three nostrils. When they come together, it's the Tzur of a Shin. The Yud is the Gemar with the priest Kodesh. It doesn't mention where the Dalet is, but he mentions where the Shin. So it's the beginning of the Shin. He doesn't explain to Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar why it's Merum is there, but the Pashto Pshat is since the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Loichol Aretz and he's Metzamtzem his Vayivach Va'apov into one particular point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol's Vayivach Va'apov was it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu condensed a whole neshama into a small kli. So that's the pool of Shakir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Magdal things. Then the Rabbeinu Bechai adds, and that's why the Chaitim is the Mokam HaReach in a person. It's the Mokam HaReach. Because he says every Reach is the Zikorin Hadova. Shenema Reach Nechoyach Askarosa Lashem. That the Reach Nechoyach is where it's Askarot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Rabbeinu Bechai's Lashem. What he means is as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole goof of a person is, and he says, and Rabbi Chaya, it's one more word, he says, because the koyach hazikaron is in Reach, he says. That's the lashon. Koyach hazikaron is in Reach, he throws it. What he's saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, the goof itself, the yitzira of the goof itself, with taifis as a pa'ula of yodav. We yitzir kap of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a lesser contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're aimed on HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the chachma that went into the goof and so on. That is how we're aimed on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mitzad is a sea of the goof. There was a place of contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Vayipach Ve'apo that has to leave over a zecha. There's, in a person, if everything else is ikaron, kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvodav atzmi, certainly there's a zecha. Where is the zecha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a person? Where is the mokum HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol left over zikaron? And the answer to that is, since the mokum where HaKadosh Baruch Hu touched a person was the ba'apa, the mokum where HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissed a person was ba'apa, that's the mokim where there's going to be the koyach hareach, there will be maila something that was there before. So in the koyach haneshima of a person, in the etzem chiyus of a person, in the neshama of a person, there's a koyach that recalls kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what the Rabbeinu Chaya means. It's fascinating that physically, of all the chushim, the one that stimulates memory the most is reach. That when a person smells something, it reminds him of his home. A person smells baking or cooking and things of that nature. The strongest flashback to memory is in Reach, because that is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Reach of Zikaron in. That is the Etzem Metzius of Zikaron lies there. So you have a Metzius in a person of a Reach of Zikaron, a Reach of Reach. And that is over there. That means like this. Lo'olam Hashem Vachnis HaShemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzad Himself, Kaviyachol, is always being buried in the world. That's something we don't have a Havani. We don't have a Shaykhus to. So it's Emes. We don't, it's hard as such to have a Shaykhus to that. Mitzad, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria, Mitzad, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu touched the Bria, there's always a Zeicha left over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of the Bria is that every single thing leaves over a Zecher of itself. The Koyach, where that Zecher is common, is called Reach. So the Koyach and the Lashon of the Besach of Dizvitz is that the Roshim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves in the Bria, everything has a Roshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shaychus to it, And that roishim is brought up through the koyach of reah. That's his prophecy, his the way he describes it. And it's in the lemedim that of all in the koyaches of the bria, there are things that are as they are. That's one. And then everything has in itself a reah of something that was, which is the chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sheirish that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is koyach reah versus all the other koyaches that there are on the bria. The let's go back a little bit to the inyanim we touched. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achila and shtia is the guf ha'ovda. That is the thing itself. So when a person eats and drinks, he's getting what he ate and what he drank. And a person gets only what's there. And b'meila, that's not shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Chazal said, that achila and shtia are not shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And more than that, when Chazal bring all those mishalim and the kal v'chemes and so on and so forth, what they're showing is they're pointing out that even in a bria that's physical, one need not come on to achila v'shtia. Achila v'shtia, yesh mi yesh, is needed only for that which existed in yesh mi yesh. So a person who expends 1,000 calories of energy needs to take in 1,000 calories of energy. But sometimes, the mushroom, we speak about a person who's he's living just on adrenaline. The person is he's kuloi asuk in his teichin. All of those in yana with that about the goyin that he had only two kazesim and so on. Those are all the pshatnet is because if the person is yonik from a different sheirish, he doesn't need to come on to this inyan. A reyach is meshiv nefesh, a person who faints, you give him something in reyach. Those are all things that they stimulate the neshama mitzad et sheirish and don't need to come on to the yesh v'yesh v'achil and shtia. So the Chazal are saying the following: you can't offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything that is yesh v'yeshtik. In other words, there is no ruchnius in the physical entity that is. A piece of meat is a piece of meat. There's nothing there that has shaykhus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only chelik that has shaykhus to Yoinim is the reach in the meat of some. The reach in the meat is a zecher of something else. All the reiches are a zecher of something else. And b'meila, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the goof of anything is not for me. You're not bringing me the goof of the behemoth. If there's something that you're bringing for me, it's the reah, because that touches where that goof has a shaykhus with something else. That's the koyach hazikaron, and all the zechorinus lead back to the sheirish hashroshim. The kavanis that a person is supposed to have when he brings a carbon. When we're talking about the reyach, so we ask, the Chura would talk only about the etzem din, that you're not allowed to roast it first, and because then it won't be mala reyach. The answer is no. The whole metzius of reyach is the inyan of, that is the etzem carbon. The kavanin in the carbon can't be for the piece of meat. The piece of meat itself, if a person roasted the meat outside the Beis HaMikdash and then brings the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the muscle, let's say I'm hungry. So I enjoy it when somebody cooks the food in front of me and I can smell the odor. Well, let's say a person cooked it outside and brings me the meat prepared. It's fine, it's good, because what I want is the piece of meat. Kaviyachu b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, what I need in anything that I give a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's never the thing itself, because things are not shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's always the zecher of something that's in it. That zecher belongs to the world of reach. And that's why reach, technically, it's a halacha, what you're not supposed to do, but be'atzmius, it's a kavana. It means that when I'm giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the meat, the behemoth I'm bringing to him, I'm bringing to him the reach of behemoth. That's my havana and tfisa in what I'm being makrib. the same as L'shem Hashem and the same as L'shem HaZaveach and the Chulu. There's another Goyin. The Goyin says that there are three Chalokim of the person's Guf. Of the person by Kavali, and each one gets something from a different part of the Karbonis. He says there's the Chalukah we've spoken of quite a few times. There is Moyach, Lev, and Kavik. There's the Seichel, there's the heart, and there is the liver, the Kavik. The Kavik is the very physical person, and that's Shayach Achila Ishti in the most physical way, and that he says is the Achila, the Achila Ishti of the Beis HaMikdash is Shayach to the Kavod. That's where the Kavod is Nizam. Then there's Reach and Nichoyach. Nichoyach means, and it's also one of the Kavanis in the Mishnah in Zvachim over there, Nachas Ruach Lefnei Mishama Vayayilam, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu the satisfaction that we're doing his rats and we're doing what's right. That's in the moyach, and that's the nechoyach shavoy. The nachas ruach lefonah, that is the chelak ha-moyach first. The reach, he says, is keneged the lev. Now, I want to understand it a little bit. The bottom half we understand very well, the bottom third, that it's shayach, that achila is a pchina shayach to kovet, it's shayach to the physical world, fine. The fact that nechoyach is the idea that I've done the right thing and did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava me, and that's a nachas ruach of Misham of Yoilam, is fine. That I also think. What's that middle category of the reach is in the lake? And it gives us an understanding of what lave is. A person who knows what's right is the seichel knows this is the right thing. He's not shy. A person who's very perfect, he's kuli sichlius. This I'm supposed to do, this I'm not supposed to do, now I'm supposed to stand, now I'm supposed to go, now I'm supposed to doubt, now I'm supposed to learn. Fine. The person is kuli seichel, he's got very little hagash in his guf. Say that. So that's the person, and he's kuli seichel. Let's say a person, it says by David HaMelech, that when he cut off the beged of Shaul, it says Vayach Lev David. His heart skipped a beat. He felt it wasn't right. He felt very not good. It wasn't a good thing he did. It means that when a person is asur in yonim of guf, he's in a guf mode now. He's fighting Shaul and he cuts the beggar. And then something doesn't feel right. It's because he deherred, because he smelled the zecha of chet over there. He smelled, he was margish the tam, he was margish the reach, that it's not a good reach. The seichel itself is past that. The seichel itself is not dealing anymore. There's no basar, there's no lechem. It's pure simple. That's not, this is right, this is wrong. The ability, the metzias where a person deherrs in inyonim that are shayach to the tachtonim, but he smells something not good, that is the koyach of reach, and that's specifically koyach of lev. Lev is an extraordinarily midpoint where it's the emtsiyus of the guf. It's the midpoint where it's sensitive still to the reach. The guf is not sensitive to the reach. Give the guf whatever it wants. Give the guf chaza, it will eat it. The seichel says it's asa, it's a lav deraisa. The lev is, even when it's touching it, the lev says vayach lev David. No, it's wrong. It doesn't feel right. It's got some overtones of averit. It's got some overtones of chetu. So the koyach of reach is mazin specific to the lev. That's the koyach of lev. So b'meila, the goyin says there were three chalakim, and specifically that was the chelak of zizatam. We asked about the Beis HaMikdash. It says that the Rebbe Nikrecha, the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokam Reach. So the Beis HaMikdash b'binyana, we understand. It's ki'ilu the Mokam, the physical world, that the hairs, the Nekud of Ruchnis and everything. this is oila, this behemoth is an oila, this behemoth is a shlomim, and this is a mincha, and this is mishamayim, and this is bismelach, and so on and so forth. That's so the Samigdash Beit Kol Yusa is called Reach, that we understood. We asked, what about the Reach HaSadeh when it's Mukharim? The Teretz is, I mean, the halacha is that the Mokim remains Kaddish, the Filibishim Masan, it's called Kaddish. Since the Beis HaMikdash is Yichud, is the Mokim that is of Reach, then it Be'etzim can't become Kharim. It Be'etzim has no Shaykhis to being Kharim. Because something that is a Metzias as it is can become Kharim. But if the Reach always remains, you can't get rid of the Reach, because if the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokim of Reiches, where you deher what was there, it's the Ever Shasiyah, it's just like the Chaitim in the person is the Mokim HaReach, because it's the Sheirish of the person, and that's where the person can deher, that's where the person can be Meiriach, that there's a Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu before he was, there's a Metzias that there's a Sheirish to it. In those in Yonim, in the Beis HaMikdash is the Evan Shasiyah, it's Kilo the place, the Chaitim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechaya the world, that's the Mokim of Reiches. Zelu Maseh Kineged the Chaitim of a person. And B'neila, Churban is not Shayach there, because it's gone. Even if it's gone, there's still Reach there. Reach stays even the thing itself left. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash, even when it's Churv and Adrava, in a certain sense, the Reach, the Maila Reach is stronger because it wasn't there. When I see the thing itself, my eyes are caught up with the thing, and the Maila, the Reach takes second place. When the thing itself is gone, the Reach becomes the most pronounced feature of it. All I have left is the Reiches, and the Maila, that is, so the Rei B'ni Reicha K'Reach HaSada, Beis HaMikdash Yichud is, since it's a Mokam of Reach, there's no Churban, because even B'Shemosa, it's Kadesh, and it's a Mikdash. And therefore, it's just a much deeper Reach, I need a much more sensitive nose to detect it. But the Reach doesn't go away. The word, it's interesting, there's a Tanai for Reach, and that is, you either have to burn it, like Mugmer, ala Eish, or you have to grind it, a Reach. On Yom Kippur, it was Daka min Adaka. It needs a certain grinding down or burning down to get to the Reach. The reason is because when I have a thing in front of me, then that tends to suppress the Zikaron of it. Like we said before about the Beis HaMikdash, something which I have the thing itself, then what was, it takes second place to it. I don't so much deher it. When I get rid of something and I'm left only with the zikaron of it, that's when I have the Reach. If I'm living with somebody, I don't keep thinking back what was 20 years ago, because I know him as I know him now, and I see him now every day, and so that's who he is. After the person is gone, so I only have zikronis. So then, zichronis come back as zichronis. But kolzman, the thing itself is there. There is no zikaron of it. So the metzias of zikaron is stirred by the thing itself. When I soften the chitzonius, and I take out the etzim, when that's gone, when I burn the psalmim or grind it down, grinding and burning, that's when I have the teichen and so on and so forth. I guess sort of bring over to the Yana Yema. The Pa'ula, the Mais of Purim happened during the Tkufa of the Reach HaSad of Chai Yisrael. Because Chai Yisrael is between Tkufa and Mikdashim, and the time was Churban. Malchus Bavel made the Churban, but Malchus Paras was the Malchus Beshasa Churban. So the Tzias of Chai Yisrael was a Sfiyas of Reach then. Famous Chazal Mardroyer, Mardchai's Mardroyer, all those Bechinas, it was the first time Klal Yisrael was Shakua in a different world. They were Shakua, for the first time they were Shakua in the world of Umas Olam. They were Shakua and Paras. And they had to, by Mala the Zikaran of what was, that's where the Gula came from. A person has to understand it, the koichas and nefesh of a person work, a person who's completely out of it, a person who's completely cut off, who's completely chomri, has no shaykhis to reichis, and there's nobody to talk to. Fine, that's not a mokum avoda where this Indian is at all. A person who's gone is gone. A person who's kulei sichli, and the person is doing the right thing, so it's also not, the nalev is also not the thing that's the chashra eva. He knows what's right, he does what's right, and there's no harm to do differently, that's that. For all of us, where a person is, he's in a world that be'etzem mitzad chitzayni shaboy, the person is minutik, it's a chomeristic world, it's a gashmistic world, it's in yonim of taiva, of this, of that. The person, the metzias around the person is not a ruchnistic world. The chush that a person, when a person focuses on his leiv, when a person learns musa, l'mashal, so z'cheres yoy misascha, the point is not to be frightened by misa. The point is to remember. The point is that a person's, what we call a conscience, when we say a person's conscience bothered him, a person should understand where it's coming from. A person, it's coming from because everything ruchni is that a person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a person, he left over a fingerprint. And those fingerprints are the b'chinas reach. And reach is something which if you want to deny logically, you can say, I don't see anything. What's the problem? I looked all over, I see nothing. But the heart knows that if there's a reach of rat or of something bad, of tzachna, then the person knows that something is bad here. You serve something nice to somebody, he smells it and he says, you know, I don't know, it's just something about the smell I don't like. The person has to be sensitive to it because that is really the makam avoda. The makam avoda is that for everything that's not overtly ruchnius, the only way we can connect is through a b'chin of reyach. It's only because we have a deher of things that have some tam left over, some reyach left over what was. They're real. They're not real mitzvah the fact they're not there. And sometimes a person can say, should I do this or not? But technically, doesn't say it's usa, I can't find any problem with it, what's wrong with it. A person can have logically 1,000 excuses. That's the moyach, or what the person tries to do with the moyach. But the person down deep knows it's wrong. And it's not the pshat that is just, it's a hangover of some sort, or he's got some inhibitions, or whatever. It's the pshat because his heart, vayach leiv David, every single person has in himself a koyach reach, because that koyach reach is etzem the hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the vayipach ba'apov, is through the koyach of reah. And a person knows something doesn't feel. Yeah, somebody comes and asks a shayla. And the way the person presents the shayla, it should be all okay. So why is he asking? I mean, he asks himself, listen, he's asking a shayla, and everything he said is it's l'mahadim and l'mahadim. So why is he asking a shayla? And the answer is because he knows it's wrong. So Elowat, whatever reason he needs to get rid of the reach. So he'll present it in one way. I won't say everything. But if a person had the hairs that there's something wrong with it, then he should understand that a lot of times it's the koyach of the reach of the person, and the person even when he doesn't have his, when the mind is not there, it doesn't understand what's right and wrong. The hair that there's something there that a zecher of ra or a zecher of toiv is a person has a sensitivity to. Sometimes it can be wrong, sometimes the person can be off. If it's clear that it's right, then it's right. If it's clear it's wrong, it's wrong. But understanding, a person should understand that our avodah is primarily through this. Our avodah is through lev. We're not holding, not by pure moyach and not by pure kaved. We're somewhere in the middle. And a person's chibur, the job of learning musa, so to speak, of any type of bringing in your shemaim, is to awaken that prayer zikaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the zikaron and everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the reach and everything. And our avodah is to focus on it, not to deny it, but to understand where it is that we had this reach of the reach nechayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu.